Pastor Don thought he was going to be here today, and his job said, no way, we want you to be there today at 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock for the meeting. So he had to leave this morning to go, and he's going to be gone 2 weeks. We don't know if he's going to be here Sunday coming or not. Now, he'll know that Monday, I think. He's going to call Mike or somebody, and we're going to know if he's going to be with us next Sunday. But either way, then he has to leave again to go back for another week. Then he'll be back with us. And I know Teresa's going to talk about this, but I think we plan to go as a group, and I don't know the times, to see the movie the 25th, which is Wednesday. And well, happy birthday. And we're good. And but anyway, we are passionate about this thing. So we're going to see if we can't. We got a lot of handouts and that kind of thing. And we want to be 100% with Pastor Don as he promotes this thing to this neighborhood and the people that's around here. It really doesn't matter where they come from, but we want to be able to reach this neighborhood similar to what we've done with the Vacation Bible School thing. We want to reach out in this neighborhood with the handouts and all of that kind of stuff. And we want to be prayed up, and we want to have an answer for those people that is serious about what they saw. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we already know what they said, so we've seen the movie already. We could write it, couldn't we? Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah. We know the story. Okay. And Ray's going to do it Monday, I think. Yes, we're going to take it down because it's fading out and that kind of thing. Yes, and it's going to be put there. Yeah, that's good. But Ray's going to do that this week. Pastor's already talked to him about doing it, so he's going to come Monday, I think, and do that, and we'll make sure you get the old one. And yeah, if you're going to redo it or whatever, but we'll take it down. Anybody else? Okay. Well, let's do the praise report and the prayer request, and then we'll let Teresa come. How about that? Okay, you got it.
Okay, I got the praise report. Okay, listen to this, guys. This is how much the Lord loves me. It's just a personal thing.
Okay.
All right. Remember,
mm-hmm.
Okay, guess what the Lord did for me? He sent a whole snow and ice storm just so Andy Moore could get stuck in my house and I would make enough money to pay my house payment.
Well,
you ain't gonna tell me that's not faith. A whole ice storm, come on, guys. For me, it was.
Oh, that's.
Now, listen to the other thing. Listen to the other. So needless to say, I put up the payment on how it won $2,000, but now they don't call me twice a day. They only call me twice a week. But anyway, now listen to this one. This one is even better than the other one. Hassan's wife, a sis. she went in, we prayed the week before and everything. Ha ha! They did an ultrasound, and God took it away.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice. And you know my son. My son said, Mom, before I knew it, I was running down the hall saying, God took it, God took it, God took it. That was too much. The Lord took the sense away, guys. They couldn't find that bad boy anyway. Ooh, and I was about and when he told me that, I went in the post office and I threw the door open. I said, what a mighty God we serve. And everybody in the post office went.
You know, I've been in the last month. I've heard more than one story like that. And the thing about it is God, and He does what He wants to, who He wants to, when, and everything else. It is, but the thing about it is, if you ain't looking, you'll never see it. If you are looking and you're in a place where you're able to see those kind of things, call it what it is. It's a miracle. Call it exactly what it is and don't put it off on nothing else. That's what the Lord told me. Don't try to figure it out. You see, because our minds can't do it anyway. Just call it exactly what it is. It's a miracle that happened. Anybody else? Prayer requests. I know. And prayer requests and prayer reports. Lee's daughter in Florida. And see, the thing about those kind of things is, when we do it here, that's, you know, keep it on your calendar all week and all month until something happens. Until God tells you to stop praying. Judy. It's the first one. All right. Well, anybody else? Prayer requests or praise reports? And then, we're going to pray for those people. And then they're doing well. I saw them Thursday, both of them, and they are doing better. They still have 24-hour nursing care and that kind of thing because he's not able in his arm and she's not able in her hip, so they still have the nursing care going on and that kind of thing. So they're doing something better and they are anxious to get back and see us, but they are doing something better. Okay, well, we're going to pray now then for those things, okay? Father, we come to you today and Lord, we say we love you and we care for you. Lord, we ask you to come and touch those people, Lord, that needs a touch from you today, that needs a healing touch in their body, like Betty. Lord, we ask you to heal her lungs. Lord, we know her desire is to be here with us and give you honor and worship you, Lord, and she misses being here with us. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you heal her body and touch her in a special way, Lord, that she we'll be able to be back here with us, Lord. And we pray for Daniel and Kathy, Lord, their situation. We ask you to bless and move in that situation, Lord, that you will do what's best. Lord, we trust you with it, and we ask you, Lord, that you would deliver those things that need to be fixed and touched, Lord. And we pray for Lee's daughter, Lord, that we understand and we know cancer is just a word to describe a disease, Lord. But we know that you are the healer, that you created the sin. You know everything it is about us, Lord. So we trust you in that situation, Lord, that you will heal her body completely. Lord, that you will set her free and she will be a living testimony to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we're going to let Teresa come and talk to us a little bit about the walk and about the movie and all that stuff. She knows it all.
Not really. Okay. The walk is Saturday. And we're going to meet here at 9 o'clock. And everyone's welcome. What I'd like to see happen is that you call the other members of the church, call friends and anyone. They said this is the best opportunity that in 2,000 years to reach out to people. So we want to make sure. Would you do me a favor and get, is this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll give all of you one on the way home. Yeah. Pass this around. This is the flyer we'll be passing out, and this is the directions and information on the back. Okay, we'll give you some on your way out today. But we're going to pass those out. We'll need people here, like I said, be here at 9 o'clock, and we're going to have, we want to hit Winn-Dixie, the neighborhoods, the hotels, this one here, the hotel up there, everywhere we can. If you can't do but a half an hour, come anyway.
Durrell Apartments.
Yeah, and Durrell Apartments, okay. I know we're going to get Jerry a bunch for over there, too. Whatever, if you have 15 minutes, come. 15 minutes, we can do that, get somebody with you, you can do that hotel down there. Any time that you can spare, we'd appreciate you coming, and we're going to just do the best that we can and pass out as many. I think we have 1,500, if I'm not mistaken, to pass out. Okay? And if you have a friend, bring a friend to help, and just call everybody. You know, we don't want to miss this opportunity. And on the tickets, we're going to meet here at the church this Wednesday at 6:15. The show starts at 7:20. I have 4 tickets left. These are the other ones are people that asked me to pick up tickets for them. So if you'd like to go, you can see me today after church, and you can have, you know, whatever you need for the 4. But we'll meet here at 6:15 and probably leave, like, you know, no late. Well, we're going to try to leave by 6:15 so that we can get down there. It may not happen, but I just have this heart feeling that it's going to sell out. So I'd like for us to try to sit together. So I thought if we get there an hour ahead of time, hopefully we'll be able to sit together. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to do movies at Crown Point down Matthew. So we'll meet here, hit Monroe Road, and we'll be there. I think Candy and I did it yesterday in 15 minutes, depending on traffic, of course. Huh? I said, well, I keep calling it Matthews. Okay. Movies at Crown Point, straight down Monroe Road. Yeah. Okay.
Well. Yeah, because I think they sent us all that information. We have the opportunity now to even purchase some more free, from what I can understand, that has the directions and all of that stuff that we can put on the back of that paper that you see. And I think he's going to do a little something different. Now, they worked on that this week, the back of that. Marsha and Pastor worked on that. And I think they want to do something a little different with the next batch that we get that's free. And his sermons are going to be a little bit toward that thing now. We're going to do things a little bit different this morning. We're going to take an offering up. 1 second. And we're going to have praise and worship last. We're going to do the sermon a little bit at first, because Pastor Don wanted me to talk to you guys a little bit about, well, he instructed me on what I was supposed to say, so we'll say it like that. And we're going to try to do the best we can do with that, but Jackie wanted to say something.
I'm wondering, are we going to have signs made up
of directions to the church that we have to? We sure do. Edom is already made them to Don's specifications, the pastor's specifications, and I think he's got them all fixed up and they're ready to be put out. So we on top of things.
The reason we're so late, I know Bryce did this intentionally, see, because he wanted to catch all the stragglers so we don't have to count the money 4 times. Didn't you?
Exactly.
Okay. Maybe we better get somebody else on the list counting.
No, really, we really end up counting at least twice because of the people that come in late. And once we fill that sheet out, we have to do it again, which is not a problem, really, but we would like a little help in that area if we could. That'd be good.
Well,
We wouldn't have to count but one time. We'd save paper. We'd get back in here to hear the sermon, couldn't we? And but anyway, that would really help us. So, Father, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, that we be faithful, that we be found faithful, Lord, in what you call us to do in the tithe and in the offering. Lord, we understand, realize it's not an option. Lord, it's something, Lord, that you set in motion as a principle, Lord, that we might be blessed. So, Father, we just ask that and now pray, Lord, for the offering that we're about to receive. Lord, we ask that it do exactly what it was intended to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Judy. And come on, Teresa. She got some. Exactly. I agree 100%. But you know, even if it wasn't a passion movie, we still should have an answer. You know, but we see this as an opportunity that this thing is nationwide, and it's a promotion or a movie that God, I believe, wanted to get out, that we didn't have to do nothing. We didn't have to spend a dime on it. But it's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity for people like my brothers and sisters that don't go to church, but if they saw that movie, would say, "Hey, what about this thing?" You know. And you know, we was talking this morning. It's not about where they put the nails in the hand or the wrist. See, you're gonna have a bunch of people that's gonna go to see if it's in the hand or the wrist. Well, that's okay too, because you're going to have critics. You know, you're going to have people that's going to go try to analyze this thing. And you know what God said about that? Well, I've hidden the good stuff from them. They don't understand that, because you have to be of the spirit to understand spiritual things. You do. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of interesting things that happened during that, the taping or making of that movie, that's profound. And yeah, so anyway, we're gonna get started. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to start. We're going to get started. But it's a good opportunity, you know, to be before you guys and just tell you what my heart is, too. But we're going to pray for a minute, okay? Father, we ask, Lord, that you will give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, a mind to work it out. And Father, we honor you. We give you all the glory to what's going to be done here today. And Father, we ask you and give you liberty through the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you speak to our hearts. And anything that you would have to say, Lord, we open. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Don called me yesterday, and I think it was 3 or 4 o'clock. Yes, we sure can. We can take the kids out. if I think Lewis is going to take them out, but we can let them go to their classes, and while they getting ready to go and all that, I just ask the Lord to bless that. Lord, that you would do what you want to do in those classes. Lord, we ask you to bless those kids, those children's hearts and their minds. Watch over them and protect them. In Jesus' name. You guys can go. Okay. Well, this morning, I guess we can call it a sermon. We can call it talking if you want to. Don't matter to me. But this morning, let me start with yesterday. Pastor Don called me and asked me if I would do it. He was thinking that he was going to be here at least until the sermon was over and then be able to go, but he has to be there at 5 today. And that's, from what I can understand, it's almost on the West Virginia, Pennsylvania line, that area. And you know, that's mountains, and that's probably going to run through a bunch of snow. Hope the roads are clear. We pray for him. But he asked me if I would do it, and I said, sure, I'll do it. And he said, well, wait, now I'm... let me tell you who I want you to do it on. He said, I said, okay. And he said, well, do you know the story about Philip and the eunuch? And I said, yeah, I heard it before. But anyway, I went back and read it. He said, I want you to talk to the people about that, because he had a vision from the Lord of that's what this thing was going to be related to the Passion movie. And so it's Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26. And now you can read it on your own time or read it later if you already know it. That's good too. Chapter 8, starting at verse 26. And so if you want to take notes on it or whatever, or read this thing, and let the Lord, don't ever read those scriptures or anything else unless you're asking the Lord to make it real to you. Ask him what he wants you to know in that thing, and that kind of stuff. But Pastor said that this was the vision that the Lord showed him about this story in the Passion movie. So, the Ethiopian is who the story is about. It starts out Philip, first place, was transformed to where he was. See, the Spirit of the Lord came on Philip and told him what he should do. This Ethiopian, or eunuch, had been down to Jerusalem, and he went down there. His purpose was to worship. That's what the story said he went down there to do. Now, at least he was looking for God. You know, he went down there looking for God because he went down there. Now, whether they were worshiping or not, well, he found what he was looking for. That's not in the story, but not necessarily in the story. But he went down there with one purpose in mind, and that was to find God. Well, he went down there, and the story says he was on the way back, and he was in a chariot. And Charlie told me this morning, I was telling him about it, this chariot is not like a chariot of fire or something, or a chariot with a bunch of horses pulling it. But this chariot is a caravan of camels. So he was sitting up on a camel's back, right? And either way, he was moving at a pretty good speed. Because camels walk faster than we do. Now, the Spirit of the Lord came on Philip and told him, go to Gaza, which is in the desert, and you'll find what you need to find. Well, the unit was reading the scriptures. And Philip came, it says, running to where he was. And it says, do you understand what it is you're reading? And he said, no, I don't. He said, but I need somebody to tell me that can help me. So he invited Philip to get in the caravan, to get on. And he did. And the scriptures that he was reading, the story says Isaiah. And he was talking about Jesus being led like a lamb to the slaughter. But it says that he was like a dumb sheep obeying his master, that he didn't say a word. He didn't say nothing. He didn't complain, you know, or nothing else. It was just like he didn't know what he was going to do. So whenever you get involved or concerned about what God's son's doing, he'll send you a Philip. He'll send you somebody wherever you are, because he wants you to know the truth and to understand the truth. Now, that's what Pastor Don's talking about with this movie. It's going to be a whole bunch of people that go see it for whatever reason they go see it for. And after that, they're going to have a whole bunch of questions, because I'm going to tell you something, and you guys know it. We live in a world right now, in 2004, where people flock to movies, especially if it's being promoted for a lot of different reasons. Now, this thing is big time. It's nationwide. It's been on Good Morning America. It's in magazines. It's something every day. Now, there's people going to go see it just to see what the hype is about. And they are. But the thing about it now, when they go into those theaters and all of that kind of thing to see it, surely, and it's like Charlie said, if only one person gets saved, it's worth the $26 million that was spent on it to get it out. But it's people going to have questions, legitimate questions too. And they're going to come and they're going to ask people that they trust, that they love, that's their neighbors, that's some kin to them, that's their brothers, sisters, daddies, whatever else. And they're going to say, what about this thing? Is it really what it says it is? Well, Philip explained the scriptures to the eunuch. Says it talked to him about Jesus. Told him that's what that was. Now, that's what we need to do. See, we don't necessarily need to even say, you know, well, Jewish tradition says that they put the nails in his wrist. Don't matter. They put in his hands or his wrist. That don't matter. You know what matters is that they know the truth. That's the thing that matters. To us, it matters that we know how to tell them. That's what really matters, because you would be almost surprised, because we go to Lamplight Church, we have a tendency sometimes to think about everybody know what we know. Everybody don't know what we know. I'm telling you that. So in that, if we have something that's the truth and we know it's the truth, then we are able to give those people an answer that is not only just satisfying to them, but it's an answer from God. Because I said, we already read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See, the movie is based on the story of Luke, is what I can understand. But we already know what all the rest of them said about it. And then if we don't know what the rest of them said about it, we know this. God said in 2004, Jesus is still the only way. The only way that you ever going to be able to get to me is through my son. And that's what we need to tell them. That's the answer, is that Jesus is still the way, and you can't go no other way. Daddy Grace, Buddha, and all the rest of them people, that's God's. And see, the thing that God says, and he understands, is he said the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So that right there says what? There's some more gods somewhere. But what can they do? I ain't seen or heard of one that could do anything. You see? So the thing about it, Jesus is still the way right now. And if we are creative like Jackie, maybe not that creative, but like Jackie, that she can do it in a black light theater and it's still the exact same thing, as I can tell you the story, or that we could see the Passion movie. You see, to me, it's exactly the same thing, but what it is the truth, that Jesus is still the only way. The only way, the truth, and the light. If you want to have any intentions of being saved, then you have to go through Jesus only. And that's our answer for the Passion. You know, because if they come and say, well, what about, how many stripes did he take on his back? Well, that might be an interesting question, but I'm going to tell you something. That really don't matter. I mean, did I know how many stripes he took on his back? But what's important is that I know he took those stripes on his back so I can be healed. See, it's the stuff that's not shown is the answer to the stuff that we need to know. You see, he took those stripes. He didn't have to, but he took those stripes that we might have a full, whole life without disease and everything else that he took those stripes for. It's those kind of things that we have an answer for that's going to be presented, I guarantee you, that if somebody's serious about really wanting to know what was the movie about, that's what it's about. And I think Ray or maybe Wes said that if you don't talk or show something about the resurrection, the death means nothing. You see? And I hadn't seen it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I hope that's in there. Because if he didn't get up, it don't mean, if we don't believe that he got up, and we ain't able to say, you know, he died, but I'm going to tell you something, he got up. That's the difference. He got out, and it's why we are able to have what we have, eternal life. Now, in that story, the eunuch came and, you know, he started to understand some things about God and the scripture. And he saw some water. And he didn't care where he was or what was going on. He said, I see some water. That's a good opportunity. Will you baptize me? And he said, sure. And the scripture said that after he did that, he was gone just like he came. And they went off their separate ways. But he was transformed at a place in that eunuch's life where he was trying to find God. And God knew that and sent Philip. God know that this play is going to do a lot of things. And he know that we may have some family in Monroe, wherever else, that may see the play. Because we don't know who's going to, the movie. We don't know who's going to see it. But what if they call you Tuesday night and can't sleep because of what they saw or what they thought they saw? Then where the opportunity is, on the phone or in this church or on the sidewalk or up downtown on the square, Jesus is still the answer. He's still the way that you you're going to have anything in your life that counts for something. And that's where we are with this. Now, I think, and I believe that as a church, we support it and all of that kind of things that we need to do. But the Lord gave me 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, where it talks about, and you can read that, that we be in one mind, in one accord, no discord, that we be completely in agreement with what's going on. And he was writing that letter to the church because it was some contention and stuff going on. And the Lord wants us to be in one accord on what we do, no matter if it's about the movie or if it's about making a decision on what kind of coffee we're going to put in here, whatever else. But the thing about it is we have to be in unity about the things that we do in the church, in our life, in our families, and all that kind of thing. We have to be in unity about it because discord, you know what it sows and what it breeds. And the Lord is after one mind, one heart. Because that's what he see us as, in that like church, one heart, one mind. And that's what we are trying to establish in the movie, in the church, in our lives, and that kind of thing. So we can be blessed lacking nothing. And see, our pursuit is, right now, is that we be more like Christ. That the things that we know to do, the things that we're responsible for, that we're doing. And see, that's where we are. Everybody's at a different level, spiritually, maturity-wise, and all of that kind of stuff. But the thing about it, you're responsible for you and what you know. And see, if we all are pursuing the one thing, which is Christ, the passion, we ain't going to get it wrong. Yeah. We are also going to have an opportunity that sometimes that when we slip or fall, that we need to get up and keep going. And if any of us needs each other's help or whatever it is that we need to be able comfortably to say, help me, or whatever else. And see, I think we've set aside Thursday to pray, fast and pray for it. It's like the Lord's putting on the leaders' hearts, Pastor Don and some of the people that's heading up, or the committee of this thing, ideas on what we should do and how we should do it, and that kind of thing. So we want to be behind that 100%. I said, I think in the elders' meeting that we had, I said that maybe should be one of the things at the top of the prayer list. So we will all be in agreement on what's going on. So anyway, you can read that story if you want to and get more understanding, or less understanding, whatever God gives you. But that story relates to what it is God wants us to do with the passion play. Now, that's the vision was, the reason for this is Pastor Don. And I want to be obedient to what he asked me to do, so that's why you got what you got. And I told him that I'd do the best I could. So now, a lot of times it don't take hours to get across the message, and you guys know that. But the thing about it is that you understand what it is that was said, and that you have no questions about it before we leave out of here.